Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
It is no longer a spoiler to reveal that on Doctor Who, there are now not one female doctor, but two. And also for the first time, the doctor is no longer white, but black. These two doctors have no recollection of each other. And the point is, one should remember the other, because this longest-running British science fiction series is built on the story that the Doctor regenerates, and so can be played by different actors down through the decades. Clever. Please relax if you are not into science fiction, because I'm only talking science fiction as a vehicle to talk more about worlds, consistency, authority, and the canon. Not the one that shoots at people, but the body of literature accepted as official, the official telling of a story. Science fiction is all about worlds, different worlds with a range of recognisable or imaginative science in it. Fantasy literature does the same thing, creates worlds in our minds using words, the adjectives and adverbs particularly. And once these worlds exist, who tells the correct, the accurate, the true stories of them, and the characters they contain? If you want to see a fan of Doctor Who, Star Wars, Star Trek, the Marvel Universe, Middle Earth, Westeros, go berserk, then break the continuity, change the rules, introduce something from outside the canon. Why mention any of this? Because this Sunday, for many churches, Jesus is going to be the most superhero-ish ever, and the church is going to be pretty quiet about it. Jesus' transfiguration, when shining like the sun and talking with Moses and Elijah, stuns the three disciples, but not enough to want it to stop. They want it to continue, and they are prepared to set up three lodgings for these special people. What terrifies them is the cloud and the voice from it. It is a powerful experience for them, and it is a powerful testimony about Jesus. And yet, Jesus tells them not to say anything, yet, until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. It's as if Jesus is saying, "You think that's amazing? You ain't seen nothing yet." We know what happens. We know the story. We have the canon. The apostolic messages which follow on and build on the words of the law, the prophets and the psalms. And thus we know that the center of Christianity is Jesus, and the central event is Jesus' cross, where he looks the weakest, the most despised, the bloodied and the damned. And yet hidden behind what we see, Jesus is the most powerful as he rescues us from our behaviors, our rebellions, and the world we make in our image, full of injustice, corruption, and death. The followers of Jesus never forgot that Jesus was transfigured, and they followed Jesus' way of telling the story after the resurrection from the dead, which means that there has to be a death. It is in telling this story with the death and resurrection of Jesus as either the center or the apex, pick your metaphor, that the place of Jesus' transfiguration, and for his miracles, and for his teachings, and for his presence today through words, water, bread and wine, becomes apparent. We know where things fit into the story, including ourselves. Those first disciples of Jesus saw him, and we often think that they are more blessed than we. And yet John will also tell us that those who believe without seeing are also blessed because we have heard the story from the canon called the Bible in the way that Jesus wants it told. Start from him and his cross and work your way outwards, even to us today. How amazing is the Holy Spirit that over the centuries he keeps the disciples of Jesus focused on what is important. Let us pray. Almighty and loving God, we thank you for revealing your Son Jesus in glory before he suffered and died. Give us faith to recognize him as your dear Son, and strengthen us to suffer with him until we come to share his glory. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.